Saturday Morning Live, Saturday 14th February, from GB News, running about 2 hours. Presented by Olivia Utley and Charlie Peters, this packed Saturday morning show is dominated by Keir Starmer's Munich Security Conference speech, which triggers a cascade of political debate about defense spending, Brexit, reform UK, and whether the Prime Minister is using the world stage to fight domestic battles. Section 1, Starmer at Munich and the immediate reaction. The show opens with Starmer's speech at the Munich Security Conference already delivered, and it is clear from the first minute that the presenters and their correspondents think it was a curious performance. Chief political correspondent Catherine Forster is live in Munich and reports that the Prime Minister declared Britain is not the Britain of the Brexit years anymore, and insisted there is no British security without Europe and no European security without Britain. Section 2, the Poppet reform and the Greens. What generates the most heat is Starmer's decision to use the Munich stage to take direct shots at Reform UK and the Green Party. He described both parties as soft on Russia and weak on NATO. The commentators are almost universally puzzled by this. Catherine Forster says she was surprised it led the front page of the Times, wondering whether this was really the key takeaway from a speech at a major international security conference. Section 3, Marco Rubio and the transatlantic tone shift. In sharp contrast to the drama around Starmer, the show covers U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's speech at Munich, which struck a dramatically more diplomatic tone than Vice President J.D. Vance's address the previous year. Catherine Forster reports from Munich that there was massive relief in the conference hall. Vance had rocked up and basically told Europeans they were letting their countries go to the dogs with too many immigrants and suppressing free speech. Section 4, the Brexit line and closer European ties. One of the most politically charged lines in Starmer's speech is his declaration that we are not the Britain of the Brexit years anymore, a statement that Olivia Utley notes he would not have had the guts to make a couple of years ago when he was trying to paint himself as a bit of a Brexiteer. There is a genuine question about whether the country has moved on enough to have this conversation. Section 5, Defense Analysis with Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Crawford. The show brings in former British Army officer Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Crawford for a military perspective, and he does not mince words. He applies a Chinese proverb, loud thunder but few raindrops. The rhetoric has been impressive, he says, but the actual practical implications have yet to be addressed. He states that Britain's armed forces have been underfunded for decades and argues the country needs 3% of GDP now and 5% by 2030. Section 5, Robert Fox on defense reality. The show also speaks to Robert Fox, defense editor at the Evening Standard, who delivers perhaps the most brutal assessment of Starmer's speech. He calls it astonishing, but not in a good way. It was a Churchillian village, he says, meaning a facade with very little substance. A lot of abstract nouns, a lot of which they had heard before. He says Starmer does not like defense, does not like military matters, and it is not his natural milieu. Section 6, Zelensky at Munich and the GB News cutaway. The show dips in and out of Zelensky's live address at Munich, carrying portions where he describes the scale of Russian drone attacks, the 6,000 attack drones in January alone, the evolution of Shahed drones, which now have jet engines and can use Starlink, and his emotional appeal that Ukrainians are people, not Terminators. The presenters note what they find interesting. There is no reference to any of this in Starmer's speech. Section 7, Andy Williams on Trump, global instability and spending. There is a fascinating and revealing exchange when political commentator Andy Williams describes Donald Trump as having created more global instability than many world leaders for a long time. Charlie Peters pushes back hard. War in Iraq, war in Afghanistan, destabilized Syria, war in Ukraine. None of that happened or started under Donald Trump's watch. It is a moment where the presenter's editorial perspective clashes even with a sympathetic guest. Section 8, the Home Office and Reform's deportation plans. In a story that clearly delights the presenters, GB News reports that Home Office insiders have told the channel that the department does not have the resources to deliver Nigel Farage's pledge to deport 500,000 illegal migrants if Reform formed a government. The party has vowed to identify, detain, and remove up to 600,000 asylum seekers and illegal migrants within 5 years. Section 9, Lord Mandelson summoned to Congress over Epstein. The show covers the news that Lord Mandelson has been summoned by two Democratic members of the U.S. House Oversight Committee to testify about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. The letter says it is clear he possessed extensive social and business ties to Epstein and holds critical information. Section 10, Starmer's survival and the labor crisis. The political commentary throughout the show keeps circling back to Starmer's precarious position. Andy Williams says only a true short-term thinker could claim to end the week stronger than he started it. He says Starmer is safe only until May, and he is pretty convinced that on May 8th, the day after the local elections, it will be game over for the Prime Minister. He says Starmer has lost his brain, Morgan McSweeney, the man who had the policy thinking and direction of travel. Section 11, The Six Nations and Kolkata Cup. The show features a lively rugby preview of the Scotland versus England Six Nations match at Murrayfield. Former Scotland international Craig Chalmers joins to discuss the Kolkata Cup. He says Scotland are smarting from last week's defeat in Rome against Italy and notes that only two current England players, Jamie George and Ellis Genge, have ever won at Murrayfield. Section 12, Sarah Hope and Road Safety. In one of the more moving segments of the show, Sarah Hope, a road crash campaigner and wife of GB News political editor Christopher Hope, joins the studio to discuss her work. In April 2007, she, her mother Elizabeth, and her two-year-old daughter Poliana were hit by a bus in Mortlake, South London, when the driver ploughed onto the pavement in a road rage incident. Section 13, Valentine's Day and Lighter Moments. The show wraps up with its lighter segments for the day. There is discussion of a Daily Mail poll saying 44% of people fake their delight with Valentine's Day gifts. Celebrity couple chef Robert Walton and designer Donna Ida join from their car with their chihuahuas, describing their Valentine's plans of a picnic and a home-cooked steak and chips dinner rather than going out to a restaurant with a set menu. Key takeaways. Starmer's Munich speech generated far more debate about what it revealed about his domestic weakness than about any substantive defense commitments. The central criticism from virtually every commentator was that it was rhetoric without resources, promising rearmament while being unable to cut welfare spending or find the money for defense. His jab at reform and the Greens was seen as desperate and parochial by most panelists.